The other night, the cat jumped on the kitchen work surface and he found the empty can, very small can of tuna that I'd fed the kitten who'd come to visit for the day. And he found it because I hadn't yet done the washing up. And I'd made the decision that I was going to do the washing up straight after I'd eaten, in fact, and that I would stop having piles of dirty washing up. But I didn't, and I left it there. And then the cat jumped up and he licked it clean. He licked it completely clean. And ordinarily, I'd say to the cat, "Cat, get down from there. You're not allowed on there. You know this." But I looked at him and I thought, whether you know that you're allowed on there or not, there's an empty can of tuna up there waiting to be licked clean. And so, of course, what would any cat do? They would jump up and they would lick it clean. And so, in reality, the cat, it's not me. It's not, it wasn't him that knew he wasn't meant to jump up there. It's me. I'm the one who needs to understand that a cat needs to get on the work surface to lick a tuna can clean. That's exactly what should happen. And then as I sat down to smoke a roll-up, because although I've stopped smoking, I started smoking again because I could, I suppose. And I sat with my roll-up and I thought to myself, what else can I do but shore up my life against a sea of ruin?